Hey guys, welcome to Caffeine and Chaos.
What's up?
A podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time.
You got that right.
My name is Karina. I'll be your
Tyler,
hostess.
Don't forget me.
Oh, gosh. And as you already know, I'm here today with my husband.
The best thing you've ever had.
To record another episode for you.
Absolutely.
All I'm going to say is this one's going to be super fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
If not, hate me forever.
Hello. Welcome back. This is mini episode number dos. Today.
We're doing two mini episodes.
Mini episodes. What? Yeah, just for the quarantine. So, for those of you who couldn't already tell, my husband's here for this mini episode. Cause...
What up, what up, what up, man?
Oh my gosh, please don't ever do that again.
Sorry.
So, today we're going to play a game.
Ready?
Oh my gosh. Are you ready for this? We are going to play Would You Rather. And I have a list of questions all ready to go. So,
oh gosh.
I think this will be super fun because I picked questions that I don't know your answer to them.
Oh.
And that I don't think you would know mine. So they're hard. Like, I literally Googled the hardest would you rather questions.
So, are these questions going to be like, I have to answer for you and you have to answer for me or for our own selves?
So I'm going to ask the question and you will answer what you would rather do and I will answer what I would rather do.
Okay. Just got to make sure here.
Yep. So you're answering the question for yourself. All right.
Hey-o.
Are you... Okay.
Ready and willing.
This first one, I'm pretty sure I know your answer, but I just felt that it was appropriate for us. So, would you rather have 3 kids and no money or no kids with $3 million?
Ooh. If you'd asked me that question 4 years ago, I probably would have taken the 3 mil, but I currently have no money and 3 kids, so...
Agreed.
I think I'll take the kids. Like, honestly, I think I will. And I think it's only because the 3 that I have are amazing. So,
true story.
I'll keep them.
All right. Would you rather continue with your life or restart it?
Restart.
Why?
I think there's a lot of things that I've done in my life that I definitely could go back and be like, probably shouldn't have done that. So I think it would be only fitting for me if I went back and undid or potentially redid some of the stupid things that I did in my life. Not so much not marry you, because I want to go to my own bed tonight. I would redo the dumb stuff, things that I definitely could have avoided and I didn't avoid. That's what I would fix.
Good deal. I think, I don't know, this one was really hard for me because part of me wants to say continue with it because I'm here, but another part of me wants to say restart it but here's the thing. Would I restart it with the knowledge of what I know right now? Like, if it restarted.
Oh, that's a good point.
If it
that's
restarted,
a good point, honestly.
Would I be able to go back and fix the things that I wish that I could fix so that some things could be different? But then it's like that movie, The Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah.
Where he went and he changed one thing and the whole entire future changed.
Yeah. Yeah, when he went to go save his sister.
Yeah, and then he went from having everything. A little girl to a little boy. Mind blowing. So
smoke her.
For that fact, I would probably say continue with my life as I know it now, because I can still take things I've learned from the past and apply them to the future. As much as there are things in my past that I wish that I could change, I think if they were different, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah, I guess I could. I can see your point.
Yeah. That's a hard one, though. That is a hard one. Okay. Would you rather eat everything you see or lick everything you see?
Oh, gosh. I'm a father with boys, so I'm pretty sure I'm licking it.
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me. I have to insert this. So, Easton is super into Pop-Tarts right now. And, like, the kid goes and gets his own Pop-Tart in the morning and brings it up. And I can't decide if I feel like a bad mom or not for letting my kid just eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast. But when we were
Pop-Tarts are life.
When we were kids, people used to do that, right? Like, Pop-Tarts was a breakfast food, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I wouldn't know. My mom never bought Pop-Tarts. So, so we gave Wyatt a Pop-Tart. And this kid didn't eat the Pop-Tart. He just licked the frosting off. And I was trying so hard to get a video of it. But every time I'd turn the phone toward him to take a video, he would stop. Like, he knows. But it's really funny, like, watching his little, like, chubby hand holding the entire Pop-Tart and his little tongue. And he's just licking the frosting off the Pop-Tart. It was hilarious and super cute. Anyway, that's my insert of licking things. Anyway. But back to the question.
Don't get me started.
So what's your answer?
If I could lick or eat everything I seen, lick, because if I ate everything I saw, then I'd be like 1,000,000 pounds. So that's not a thing. So I'll just lick. I'll take a taste.
True. I kind of feel that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Because then what if you saw something that, like, you didn't like, but you had to eat it? That'd be awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't like to eat.
Like, I would rather lick a bowl of sun-dried tomatoes than have to eat them.
Oh, no, you're eating the bowl and all.
Oh, no. Or mustard. I'd rather have to lick it than eat it.
I feel like we could have an entire podcast on this, but let's keep moving.
Yeah. Would you rather look like a fish or smell like a fish? I picked some good ones.
Wow. You'd rather look like a fish or dang. Oh, I don't know. I want to say look like a fish. That way you can at least put some decent body spray on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like, you can shower and not smell like a fish, but if you smell like a fish, like,
hey.
And it's crazy because, like, in my head, like, you're just, you think about it, you're just like, well, fish doesn't smell that bad. Fish only smells bad when it's been, like, left out. Like,
it's true.
The fishy smell that everyone thinks about is like a fish market, right?
Yep.
It's not like fresh caught fish. But I don't. Oh man, I think I'm gonna go with look like a fish.
True story. Yeah, I'd say look like a fish, but that's because I'm from Alaska and fish are beautiful. So I'd rather look like a fish. Okay. Specifically, I would like to look like that fish from the book about the rainbow fish with the really pretty scales.
You mean a rainbow trout?
No, there's a book called, like, The Rainbow Fish or something. Hang on. I'm actually going to look this book up. It's a children's book. Oh, my God. But the fish
Which
in the
book. Which
is why
it's your favorite, because that's at the reading level you're at.
The, yeah, it's literally called Rainbow Fish. is the name of the book. And apparently they have a TV show now too. Interesting. But yeah, Rainbow Fish is super pretty fish. That's what I want to be. Okay. Would you rather hold a snake or kiss a jellyfish?
Hold a snake.
I'd rather kiss a jellyfish.
You just hate snakes.
I am that.
I have a very healthy respect.
It's not that I hate them. It is that I am terrified of them. I am terrified. I'm so terrified of them. I'm scared to let our children play outside during the day when you're not home. Because what if they were out there and there was a snake?
Well,
I would
learn real quick.
I would freak. I would freak out. So I would rather kiss a jellyfish.
Very well.
You can heal from a jellyfish sting, but you cannot heal from the trauma of a snake.
You absolutely can, because I'm totally fine. How many snakes I ran into in my entire life? Oh, my word. Too many to count.
Ooh. Yeah, but you grew up in the desert. You have to understand. Hey, look me up. I grew up in Alaska, and there were no snakes.
Look me up on Spotify, y'all. Time After Talk, all right? We'll have a podcast directly talking about the dumb things that we did as kids.
I thought it was Time Off Talk.
Time Off Talk.
You said Time After Talk.
Did I say Time After Talk? Did I? Okay. I'm pretty sure that's like one of the hashtags I put down, just so people would be able to find me.
Okay, this is my favorite one. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Would you rather have your grandmother's hairstyle or her first name?
Oof. Can I change my first name after a couple years if I don't like it?
I don't know. That's just what the question says. So take it as you will.
Man, my grandmother's hairstyle is... it is something. It is a
terrible.
It is definitely old school. I'll put that. I will throw that out there. On the planet Earth, it is definitely an old school hairstyle. Her hair is super white, and it is it's very poofy. She's got like this afro, this old lady afro going on right now. It's phenomenal. She's had it for years, so I don't know. I'll take her name. Yeah, I'll take the name.
I love my grandma's name, but I also really like her hair, actually. My grandma is very stylish, so.
Yeah.
I would.
Your grandma is very stylish.
Yeah.
Extremely stylish.
She's hilarious.
Well, my grandma's name is Mary.
That's such a pretty name, though.
Yeah, I feel like you could get away with a lot, like with Mary.
Right? Yes. Well, we even talked about Mary as a baby name, so.
Well, a middle name. Right. I'm not too keen on throwing like grandparent names as a first name.
No, I am not into the whole family name as a first name thing. Nope. Okay, let's see.
Anyways, yeah, let's move on. Because this is supposed to be a quick episode. If we keep this up, we're going to be on for like 45 minutes.
Hey, so far we're doing good. Let's see. I feel like these questions are not as hard as they say that they are.
Would you rather eat a goat or a matter baby?
What's the matter, baby?
Nothing, sugar. What's the matter with you?
We'll be here all week. You can buy tickets now for our stand-up comedy show.
I'll be taking autographs, don't worry.
You know what couple tells really good jokes? The girl who does the Pamela Pumpkin videos.
The what?
Steven. The girl who started that. Oh, yeah, they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. She's super funny.
They really are.
She's super funny.
He looks super pissed all the time.
They're so funny. Let's see. Would you rather spend 2 months living in a nursing home or 2 months in jail?
2 months in jail.
Really?
Really? I've already been to jail.
I would rather spend 2 months in a nursing home.
I'm okay with jail. Jail's not that bad. It's almost, it's legitimately, I feel like it's the same place.
Wow. I don't know. I have this.
The food is the exact
I have this fear of jail, actually.
That's because you're white and you know, you'll probably need it to the inside.
Wow. Okay. But honestly, like when I was in college, I had this really traumatizing experience with jail and yeah, I was just really traumatized by it. So.
Well, you had the traumatizing experience of almost going to jail.
Yes.
That's totally different than
disclaimer,
me, where I went
disclaimer for those listening to the podcast. It was for something that I did not do. I was proven very innocent. I got profuse apologies for the mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Mine, I got lit up on self-defense.
Valid.
Okay.
Now that our
listeners think that we're convicts.
I said I'm not. It was legitimately for something I did not do. And
anyways,
I was honest.
We can have it.
Honest in the face of danger. Would you rather wear an overcoat to bed every night or sleep with shoes and socks on?
Sleep with shoes and socks
really?
On.
Really? I'm overcoat. I cannot sleep with socks on.
Hey, it's only because I've done it and I know it's not that bad.
I have tried, like, even the nights when I'm, like, super cold, I've tried to sleep with socks on, right? Because they say that the most heat from your body escapes through your feet and your head, right?
Well, not necessarily escapes. It's because when you're really, really cold, your body automatically sends the heat towards your internal organs to keep you alive. Which is why your feet and hands get cold before anything else does.
Yeah, but I've totally tried.
You're welcome.
To sleep with socks on, and I can't. Like, I cannot fall asleep with them on my feet. I have to take them off. Most of the time, I can't even fall asleep with my feet covered. So, yeah, I actually will sleep with blankets all on me and my feet out from under the blankets.
Yeah, you don't sleep with blankets at all. Like, you are like, I don't know what your deal is, but you just don't sleep with blankets at all. And then you're just like, you always take the comforter. Be like, you never use the comforter. Like, sorry.
You know, we all can't be winners. All right. Let's see. Would you rather? That's a dumb question. That's a given. Would you rather be the boss or the employee? Okay, actually, maybe it's not. Like, let's be honest here. I've been both.
Okay.
Being the boss
Same.
Sucks sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a boss right now, and it does suck. So, yeah. I don't know. But at the same time, like, the level of responsibility and accomplishment you have and the pride that you have in your employees outweighs you know, being an employee. Because as an employee, you just told what to do. You punch your 9-to-5.
Right.
If you will. But as a boss, like, you can see you get a certain task. Like, I get a task, right, from my leadership. They bring it to me. It's my job to make sure that task gets done. So then I go to the back shop. I say, you knock this out. You knock this out. You knock this out. Talk to me in an hour. Give me an update, mm-hmm. right? And they come back, they're like, yeah, we knocked it out. We're good. We're done. And then I can deliver a finished product to my leadership. And they're just like, oh, they're like, okay, cool, cool, cool. Very well. And I don't know. It just feels good. It feels good to be in charge of something and see everything work from the ground up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'd be the boss. Plus, I get paid more.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've been an employee for bosses that were really good and bosses that were really bad.
Yeah, same.
But I will say same. I loved being able to just work 8 hours and just have the responsibilities for while I was at work and not be on call. But I've also loved the responsibility of being able to be a boss and be a mentor. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd probably have to say at this point in my life, probably the boss. I've been an employee a lot. Yeah.
And I think it all depends on what stage of life that you're in, you know, because it's really easy for somebody who's never been a boss to say the boss. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I honestly think it kind of, it's all perspective. When it, that question is all perspective. That is 100% perspective. Yeah.
Here's another good one. Would you rather work in an office doing paperwork or outside building something, assuming that the pay is the same?
Outside building
something. I would rather do paperwork.
Outside building something.
No, I
hate it. I hate paperwork. It is paperwork is my arch nemesis. Me and paperwork do not get along at all. So I've told my Marines that I was like, if you make me happen to do paperwork on you, like I'm just gonna be pissed off for the next like 5 minutes.
If I could, I would 1000% do all your paperwork for you if you wanted me to. I know I can't.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, I would. Just know that I would willingly do it for you and I would enjoy it. So
I appreciate that, honey.
I seriously love paperwork. Like when they handed us our medical packets to move to Japan, I filled them all out by hand because I'm a nerd.
Hey, look, I think it's because you don't have to deal with as much paperwork all the time like I do.
Yeah.
That part sucks.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather stay in or go out for a date?
I honestly think that's just on what I had for breakfast.
Okay.
I'm going to be 100%. There's days I'm just like, let's just sit on the couch and chill. There's days I'm just like, let's go do something.
Yeah. You know? It really does depend on like the day and how the week has gone. But I know like.
But I will say. I will say, though, being as a young single guy, I was like, let's go out. Let's go get on the town. Because I didn't have anybody at home. Mm-hmm. You know, why would I want to stay back and not go see what the life like, you know, limelight is like? Being a young man. And now that I'm married, I'm like, I think it's the buildup. It's the buildup to going out that I like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we get the babysitter. We got the, you know, the kids are taken care of, the second and third. And going out and like showing you off. You know, I know a lot of people say that and it's just a very relative term, but I'm like, I like to show you off.
Oh, thanks.
So I do like going out as on a date, you know? Mm-hmm. Plus, it is quiet because if we're not home, we don't have to worry about
we don't get distracted by other things.
Yeah.
Like, it is nice to go out and eat somewhere and know that somebody else cooked and is going to clean. We'll come home to a clean house. But I think it really does depend. Like, I know right now, like, we're kind of on our own, like, quarantine, social distancing experiment. ROM, whatever we want to call it. So like I was talking to you today about, you know, hey, Tuesday night, do you want to do a sushi date? Because a ton of local places here are being super awesome because even though the locals aren't on quarantine of any type and they won't ever be actually, because they can't be. If you want to know more about that, Google it. It's actually really interesting. But a lot of local places have actually extended their services and started offering takeout. And they'll even bring the food out to your car for you so you don't have to get out, which I think is super awesome. And just another way that shows me, like, the Japanese people are so hospitable and they're so kind. They really go out of their way for us here to help us enjoy our time here. And so them doing that. But talking about getting sushi and just chilling on the couch after our kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. And just eating dinner together and maybe watching a movie or something after a day at work, you know.
It's crazy. I've already been in Japan one time, but I've actually never, ever, ever, ever had sushi in Japan.
You know, I'll be honest.
You were the first one to introduce me to
sushi. I'm surprised that we've been here for almost, we've been here for exactly 2 months when we're recording this episode right now. And we have not had sushi yet.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised about that.
Because Coco's his life, bro.
It's true. Coco's and McDonald's, let's be honest.
I love Coco's.
And Tsunabe by the Sea pancakes. Oh, my fave. My favorite. Amazing. All right, let's do two more.
Okay.
Oh.
That'll bring us to about 30 minutes.
All right. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month?
Give up the internet. Yep,
internet hands down. I seriously cannot go a single day without taking a shower. Like, sometimes I may not take a shower until later in the day, but I will take a shower. It grosses me out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can deal without internet. On my phone, I make sure that I have games on my phone just in case I don't have internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, the games that I can play without internet, because internet gets you in trouble.
It's true.
Internet can get you in trouble.
It's true. All right, last one. And I think I actually know what your answer might be for this one. We'll see. Would you rather suddenly become elected a senator or suddenly become a CEO of a major company? You won't have any more knowledge about how to do either job than you do right now.
I think a senator.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, because as a senator of a state, like, your job is to listen to the people and try to make the best moves to make the people around you comfortable and better. You know, you want to do things to help out other people. And I mean, being a CEO of a company, yeah, that'd be dope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be absolutely 100% dope. But at the same time, I just don't think I'd have fun. And plus, I like political debates.
Yeah, you do.
I love political debates. So, going to the House, the Senate, and, you know, arguing with people is, I don't know, I feel like I would just have way more fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. The CEO, the job as a CEO would be great because the pay would be awesome. But, hey, I would have much more fun having a debate in the Senate than being a leader of a company.
Yeah, I'd choose the CEO.
Yeah, but that's your personality, though.
It is. That it is. All right. That was the last question. I think we'll end it there. I hope you guys enjoyed.
I thought you said there was two more.
I did. I asked you two more.
Did you? I don't math.
That's okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. That's all we've got for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed this mini episode. I know it was a little bit different, but hopefully it was just kind of fun and something to listen to in the middle of your day. Anyway, stay strong, everybody. Keep going on your quarantines. As always, don't forget you can reach out and contact us and stay tuned on our Instagram for all of the interaction going on this week. And yep, that's all I got. So have a great rest of your day, guys, and we will catch y'all later.